Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply better late than never. Better late than never. You know, we live in a time-driven society where everything seems to fall into a box, and if you don't do it in that particular time, people will tell you that you're way too late. If a movie comes out in August, you better see it before September's over, or else it will no longer be at the theater. If there is a drive-through restaurant that you like to go to a lot, you better get there before 11 p.m. because when that drive-through closes and the light goes off, there is no opportunity to eat. Well, in business, the better late than never concept actually does apply because it says that in spite of where we've begun and no matter what we have failed to accomplish in the past, we still have an ability to improve. There are four areas in business where we can apply the better late than never concept, and it's found in our LATE acronym. That L in our LATE acronym reminds us that it is never too late to listen. Yes, my friends and neighbors, never too late to listen. We are in a society where people often don't listen as much as they should, and it is the number one reason why most business owners and business leaders don't advance the way they should because of that failure to listen. It's never too late to become a good listener, to become better by being a more considerate talker, by asking questions, taking notes, showing interest. It was the 20th century author Paul Tillich who once said, "The first duty of love is to listen." In other words, people grade how much you care based on your ability to listen. And in business, that means everything. Well, in order to become a better listener, we've got to improve our level of communication. There are a lot of different types of communicators. I know some that by nature have a hard time listening. Remember the marathon mouth. That's what I call them. Those are the people that will talk to sleep and back up again. And when they speak, they want to tell you everything they've learned from 1987 up until now. They're the kind that when they talk, they want to give you a story, an analogy, a parable, and a paradigm all in one singular conversation. You can never get a word in edgewise because a marathon mouth won't let you. And so when we talk about becoming better listeners, one of the ways we do so is becoming better communicators, refraining from the temptation to become that marathon mouth and making sure that our sentences are concise and simple. You know how it is, my friends and neighbors. You've met some people who are victimized by the marathon mouth, but then the other one I call the impatient interrupter. That's the person who will never let you complete a sentence. They think they know what you're about to say before you even say it. They want to jump in and have the audacity to say, "I don't mean to cut you off." Yes, you did, because you do it 16 times in a sentence. You know those people. And many times in business, when it's so much information to share, so many products, so many services, so many advantages, so many wonderful features and benefits, I know it's tempting to jump in as quickly as you can and as often as you can. However, it's never too late to learn the art of listening. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to take some time and take notes when people are talking to you. Even if you're taking those notes, I don't necessarily recommend doing it on your phone because then people may feel like you're sending a text message and you're not listening to them. No, on the contrary, take the time to write it down. Take the time to make great body language and eye contact and look at them. Nod your head. Show genuine interest. It's never too late to become a better listener. That A in our LATE acronym says it's never too late to apologize. The apology is a powerful tool, especially in business. And it doesn't matter whether you messed up last week, last month, or last year. The apology is always appreciated. I got a notice in my email, then another a letter in the mail from the automobile manufacturer that makes one of my cars. And it, it, it was discussing a recall. And it said, listen, we apologize for any inconvenience that this recall may have caused you. Please bring your vehicle into service. We'll give you another one while you wait. All that good stuff. In essence, they were apologized for a mistake they made when they manufactured the car 2 years ago. It's never too late to apologize. There are times, my friends and neighbors, when you can pick up the phone and contact a prospect and you can say to that person, Mr. Johnson, listen, I want to apologize to you. When we met last time, I went over a few things that were important to you, but there were things that I didn't get an opportunity to share, and I wanted to see when we could get on your schedule again. I apologize if this causes you any inconvenience. I just want to make sure you have all the information. Every time you apologize, remember that the 3S technique. Keep it sincere, keep it simple, and keep it smooth. Don't stumble over your words, and you want to make sure that it sounds well thought out. Public figures read their apologies to make sure that it's simple and sincere and smooth. By the same token, my friends, there is a power in the apology. It's a great way to reconnect. You can even apologize for not calling someone when you thought you should have. You can apologize for not making an appointment. There's never a reason that you can justify not apologizing. It's always great to apologize. That T in our late acronym reminds us that it's never too late to show thanks. Gratitude, like apologies, are always appreciated. And you can thank a referral. The other day, I called a friend of mine who referred a restaurant to me. And I picked up the phone, and it had been months since we've spoken. And I picked up the phone and said, listen, I thank you so much for referring that restaurant. The food was great. The service was amazing. Let me repay you by taking you out to that same place at some point in the near future. Well, that thank you opens up the door for increased opportunities. The most grateful salesperson is usually the most successful salesperson, the one that takes the time to show thanks and appreciation. My friends, I challenge you, when was the last time that you genuinely said thank you to those that are on your team or those that purchased your products and services? When was the last time you sent a thank you note or a thank you card to someone just because they thought about doing business with you? Those who show thanks are the ones that go the furthest, and it's never too late to do so. Finally, my friends, it's never too late to excel. Whoever told you that it's too late to get better, they told you a lie. Don't hang around those people. They don't want to see you win. I'm telling you that E in our late acronym reminds us that it is never too late to get better. I say it all the time. Colonel Sanders did not become a billionaire until he was in his 80s. He didn't become a millionaire until he was in his 70s. Ray Kroc started and founded McDonald's, and he did not become a millionaire until his late 60s. My friends and neighbors, a lot of times things happen over time, but when you have in your mind that it's never too late to get better, you always win. There are people who've been talking about losing weight since 1999, and they may not have done it yet. Don't worry. Your job is to continue to encourage them as you get better in every aspect yourself. My friends and neighbors, we can all get better. I challenge you to outline areas in your life where you want to improve and never cross one off the list just because you didn't do it when you thought you should have. Again, my friends, it is never too late, and it's better late than never. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I love your feedback. If you're a first-time listener, contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.